We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guests for this segment are J.D., Janice Davis from Blessings in a Backpack, and Jeff Garcia with Friends of Folsom. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning, Doug. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Now, before we talk golf, J.D., please remind everybody, who is Blessings in a Backpack?
We're part of a national organization out of Louisville, Kentucky. Although we're here out of the Sacramento area, we're feeding just about 90,000 kids across the United States. And since the conception in 2008, startling fact, 3 million hunger-free weekends we have given to elementary school kids.
Wow.
Since they started in 2008.
Outstanding. That's great to hear. Yeah, kind of important, feeding hungry kids, right?
Yeah, I was pretty impressed with that. And our piece of the just about 90,000 across the United States are 360 here who are attending Sac City Unified School District, San Juan, and the Folsom Cordova Unified School District. And these are kids that might not have enough food to get them through each Saturday and Sunday. So we send home two breakfast items, two lunch items, two dinner items, and two snacks for just that child to ensure that they've got enough food until they get back to school on Monday. We want to make sure those 68 hours those kids are out of school, they've got some food.
Outstanding. Now, Jeff, how's the family doing at Friends of Folsom?
The family's strong. You know, we're coming back after COVID. We had to be extremely creative to get things done during those COVID years. But I'll tell you that we learned a lot. We learned that despite what's going on in the globe, so to speak, the need doesn't stop. And the family has just got done with our annual Fool's Games. We've been able to raise some money, and we've been able to feed some families, so we're feeling very fortunate right now.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I know. You guys both have a lot of work to do in normal times, but yeah, you throw in a pandemic, and it just kind of adds an extra wrinkle, and you guys have both done amazing things throughout the entire pandemic. And speaking of family, how did the term family come about, Jeff?
The deal with Friends of Folsom is that we never intended to be here. We started off with just a group of friends and family helping each other out, and that combined for friends and family to family. And our family has sure grown in the last several years. I'll tell you that it's organic and it wasn't planned, and it makes it even more beautiful. And the family is doing really well right now out in habitation and getting to do what we need to do to help the needs that are all over the place in our community.
Right. And one of the big needs is you guys are a big part of the Sacramento Food Bank and Family Services. You guys do an amazing job gathering turkeys for those guys. How many did you donate last year, and what's the goal for this year?
We're excited to tell you that last year we were able to feed 10,000 families.
Wow.
And the goal has changed. We're hoping we can do the same this year. Over the last 12 years, we've been able to feed 50,000 families. And our partnership, and I say that loosely because we're lucky to call them a partner with the Sacramento Food Bank. They help us in a myriad of ways. But during our partnership, we've been able to feed over 50,000 families. And last year, we were able to feed 10,000 families. We're hoping to replicate that again this year.
Of course, one of the things I always like to ask you, too, how do you get those turkeys delivered to the food bank?
There's no such thing in the Marine Corps world as a former Marine. So I'm proud to tell you I'm a Marine, and despite the fact that I'm no longer in service, I've been able to garner a lot of friends in the Marine Corps that have helped us deliver those turkeys. Now, the Sacramento Motor T Division has helped us pick up and deliver thousands and thousands of turkeys, tons and tons of poundage. And they use their 5-ton trucks and their utilities to help us get that done. And I'll tell you that they don't get enough credit, because if we had to pay someone to do that movement, it would eat away a lot of the dollars that we are able to spend on feeding families. So we're excessively grateful for the effort of the Sacramento Marine Corps Motor T Division that helps us transport all those turkeys to the Sacramento Food Bank.
Love the Marines, no question.
That's very impressive, because I'll be real honest with you, Jeff. I would have had to call on WKRP in Cincinnati.
No!
I'm sure everybody remembers that famous turkey drop that they did.
Yeah, we don't deliver turkeys in a helicopter. Well, JD, you're always working on something new, and I know you're not going to disappoint me. What's going on?
For several years, we were working on getting our new spot, and we finally secured that. Our food is very happy living where it is now.
Nice.
I had a realization the other day. I was talking to some friends, and they had said something about middle school, and it started my brain thinking about a lot of the kids that we feed in the elementary schools. Their next step is middle school, right? Just because they went to middle school doesn't mean that their pantry at home got filled up.
Right.
I'm hoping to, this new school year, the 22-23 school year, to trial in one of our middle schools a food closet, where maybe the student council can work it, and they send me the inventory of the food they need, and we take it and drop it off to them. But I'm going to do my best to get some food into the hands of middle school kids.
Nice. You've always got something up your sleeve. Blessings in a backpack, and Friends of Folsom concentrate on feeding hungry people. But when you two come together, it can only mean one thing. It's time for a golf tournament. So give me all the details on this year's Swing to End Hunger, and pretend like I'm new. I've never heard of it before. Take me from start to finish.
The great news is this is our sixth annual. It's going to be on Friday, because we do like to encourage a three-day weekend.
Right.
On June 10th this year, we hosted it in October last year, and we lost several of our golfers that we really would like to have there because they're first responders. And October is a terrible, as you guys both remember, it's our fire season, unfortunately, here. And so we wanted to move it back to June for that reason. And the other reason, we could have our junior volunteers back out helping again.
Yes, and we'll mention a little later why they're so important.
You bet.
So what can I expect from start to finish? What happens when I roll into May 3rd, from the time I get there till the time I leave?
I'm going to let Jeff explain it to you from the golfer's end, but on my end, we're going to be set up to welcome you, get you registered, get you going through the lines to see what we've got there for you to collect on your way out, get you all set up to go play our new fun game, this Putts for You, and basically make sure you've got every tool you need to get out there on the greens and have a great day. That's what my committee and I will be doing.
Jeff?
You know, Doug, I'll tell you, not only is my for-profit company a sponsor, and not only is our nonprofit a recipient, I've played in this tournament the last several years, and what a golfer can expect is a great time. You're going to have a great set of meals. You're going to have plenty of, let's call it, swing lube or libations through the day, and you can expect a great time. There's a series of different volunteers and a series of different sponsors, a series of different games and prizes at different holes. If you bring a foursome or multiple foursomes out there or sponsor a hole, you can expect a great time for a great cause, and I'm living proof of that. So I started off with a foursome, and now last year we had several of my friends come in from out of town. We were able to garner about four different foursomes, and we're growing that number because of the time that each person has and shares with one another.
And with all of us doing the COVID shuffle last year, we actually moved the tournament to October. How did that go, Jeff?
Well, I'll tell you that we were blessed with good weather, despite it being October. I think that it was a benefit because despite not being able to service a lot of the first responders that we're lucky enough to have and usually service, it opened it up for a lot of different entities that normally have to work in those summer months. But, man, we had a great time last year. And I think that because of that, that's enabled us every year, that experience that people are having and understanding what the cause looks like. And the cause is so special. I mean, I don't think there's anybody that could dispute helping feed either families or children. So the cause is such a root to the good time. And then when you couple that with the extraordinary time that people have, it's been a wonderful experience, and we hope that we can just continue to grow.
Absolutely. It's going to be a fun time. All right. My favorite question to ask you, though, Jeff, how did you get started raising turkeys, though? How did that start?
Friends of Folsom is a completely organic situation, and
right.
It's something that was completely unplanned. coming up on maybe 13 years ago, I went to a Sacramento Kings game. There was a group of bikers that took exception to the thought that I may have cut in front of them in line at the bar. In order to appease the situation, I offered to buy a round of drinks for them. And through that, I met one of the bikers, and I gave him my business card and told him, if you ever needed something, call me. And I promise you, I felt that there was nothing that was going to come from that. I think it was just an effort to appease the situation and make it calm down a little bit.
Right.
And he was adamant. Right away, he told me, we need turkeys. And I was like, what does that mean? And he's like, well, in my neighborhood, there's a bunch of families that don't have turkeys for Thanksgiving. Help me out with that. My for-profit company, Data Driven Marketing, had done a lot of campaigns for car dealers across the country utilizing Butterball turkeys as an incentive for people to come into the dealership. And I told him that I was happy to help him with turkeys. So my wife and I purchased maybe 100 turkeys, and we put them in the back of my truck. And we followed this group of bikers through a neighborhood, and we handed them out like the ice cream man or something.
Awesome.
At the end of the day, we had 50 or so turkeys left over. And I called my wife and told her I didn't know what to do with them. And she said, well, hang on. And she called me back and said, take them to the Sacramento Food Bank. She looked it up on Google. I took 50 turkeys to the food bank, and I met a guy named Blake Young. Blake Young's the president of the Sacramento Food Bank, and he thanked me for our donation and asked me if we would be willing to replicate it the next year. Next year, a group of friends and family, now known as Framily, helped us to do about 100 turkeys or 100 families fed. And each year from that, more families have grown, more family has grown, more customers that my company and other companies have that have donated or got involved. We started a 501c3 so we could give folks that donated a path to get a tax write-off. And we're so happy to tell you that 100 turkeys that we originally donated turned into 10,000 turkeys the last 3 years in a row. In the last 3 years, we've been able to feed over 30,000 families. And that's all based on individual donations, things like we're doing with Blessings in a Backpack at this golf tournament. People don't realize that just going to play a round of golf, you could help feed hundreds of families just by playing golf. And we do a bunch of these different events and schedule a bunch of these different parties, and they all result in helping feed families. And through that, we've been able to do our Adopt a Family and adopt hundreds of families for Christmas and donate to dozens and dozens of charities in the Folsom and Greater Sacramento area. So we're awful thankful for this Blessings in a Backpack golf tournament and our ability to be involved in it and put the fun in fundraising and help different families by having a good time. So we're really thankful.
Feeding all these people all started with you cutting the line at a bar at a Kings game.
I want that to go on the radio so my wife can hear that me cutting in line at a bar is actually a good thing.
Absolutely. See? Exactly.
I just love that story, and I love hearing it. Just such a wonderful story on how something can grow. And just what you guys are doing, 10,000 families over the holidays last year, that's unbelievable.
Yep, 10,000 families every year. That's amazing.
You know, Doug and JD, you guys, I know we're on the radio and we're doing an interview or what have you, but you guys have come out to our tent, and that's what it is, just a little tent over the dirt, and you've witnessed and seen how we do it. And it's not very complicated. It's not very intricate, but it is extremely special. A whole group of people come out every year, and they get under that tent, they have a few pops, and they bid on different auction items and raffle items that we collect from different businesses that help sponsor the event. And we're able to feed thousands of families that way. So we're really appreciative of that opportunity. But JD and Doug, we're really happy to work with Blessings in a Backpack because it's a wonderful cause. And Doug, we appreciate what you do for both causes.
Doesn't have to be high tech. You just have to have big hearts. And all three of us do. I can guarantee you that. You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guests are Janice Davis and Jeff Garcia. The 2022 Swing to End Hunger Charity Golf Tournament is back at Mather Golf Course Friday, June 10th. Details online at bibsac.org. That's bibsac.org. Well, if someone's listening right now and they're just jonesing to get signed up, what's the cost and what does that cover?
The cost is $125 per golfer, and I have to tell you, I'm sure this is not going to be a news bulletin to anybody, but costs are going up like crazy everywhere.
Right.
And along with everything we do with the golf tournament, the cost is going up. But we didn't want to raise the rates anymore because we just raised them last year. And everybody's having a tough time. So raising the rates wasn't going to help us really any, because I think we would have lost more golfers. So we're really, really focusing on fun this year. And you guys know I change something up every year. The bowling hole will still be there because I love telling people we're one of the only golf tournaments, charity golf tournaments you can go play in where you get to bowl a hole. But I have got a few new things up my sleeve for this year. Everybody really liked Emily, the pro golfer we had out there last year.
Right.
That was a new hole for us. And I'm hoping to get Emily back as our professional golfer again this year. But I got a couple other things that I'm working on changing. Some of the old tried and true things we've always done, we want to change them up and give you guys a little bit more fun for the fundraising.
Hey, JD, can you use another sponsor or two?
We really can. You know, when I was talking about times being hard, some of our sponsors are no longer in business, I guess is the best way to say it. It's so sad. This has happened in 2019, 20, and 21, but so many businesses went under. We definitely can use some more sponsors. We have Reliance Home Loans. Team Scott back up there in Folsom is our event sponsor again, and we love having her back for the second year in a row. But if anybody were to be interested, you can go to bibsac.org, and it's right on the front page, or you can click on the menu, the 2022 golf tournament, and sponsor information is there, and golf information is also there.
Yeah, bibsac.org, that's bibsac.org. What about volunteers? Do you need any volunteers?
Well, we get to have our juniors back this year, but I'll tell you what, we are signing up volunteers, definitely. We ran a little bit short at our tournament last year. It was kind of hard getting adults to commit to taking a day off work kind of late in the game. So
right.
Having our junior volunteers there is going to be huge. But we definitely can use some volunteers. BibSac.org, again, has the information.
We rely on sponsors. So let's give our current sponsors a little more love this morning, including our title sponsor.
Hey Doug, you're not lying. You know, I think it's important for people to know that are listening to this, that Team Scott, Evangeline Scott, and her team at Reliance Home Loans, they sponsor this event, and we're really thankful for that. But they sponsor a myriad of different things in the Folsom community, including a ton of things that the Friends of Folsom do. And then you think about KCM, Commercial Property Management. Friends of Folsom is the sponsor of this. Folsom Solar Design. And what a great company. They've done a huge service to their community at Folsom Solar Design. There's a lot of solar companies, and if they're looking for design work, I hope they consider Folsom Solar Design because they do a ton for their community. Obviously, the Folsom Eagles Lodge is a home to the Friends of Folsom.
Right.
And we appreciate what they do. And that the Folsom Eagles Lodge is home to several things. It's home to the only woman president in the California Folsom Eagles Lodge. And she is responsible for the fastest growing Eagles Lodge in the state. That's Sarah Woods, and we're really proud to call her not only the president of the Eagles Lodge, but the vice president of Friends of Folsom, and they're a huge sponsor. And then my company, Data Driven, there's never going to be a year that this tournament exists that my company, if I'm breathing, doesn't sponsor. Because what the mileage that we get in terms of the number of people that come to this tournament and see us, and we've always gained customers out of being a sponsor, but understanding what Blessings in a Backpack and Friends of Folsom does, in terms of helping feed families, we will never not be a sponsor. So we hope that someone listening, whether they own a company or work for a company, would join hands with us and become a sponsor of a great event for a great set of causes.
Awesome. Yeah. And of course, the barbecue lunch, always a highlight, especially when you save room for dessert, right? But what about our mid-round snack, JD? Is Chick-fil-A on board this year?
We are in negotiations right now with the River Plaza Chick-fil-A here in Rancho Cordova. And the answer to the question is yes. Basically, come heck or high water, you will have your Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
We're going to do some on-air arm twisting right now.
You betcha.
Well, fantastic. I've been a proud supporter of Blessings in a Backpack since you first started, JD, and a proud member of the Friends of Folsom family since I first heard about you guys, Jeff. Can you believe you've been feeding hungry kids for 8 years now, JD? How did it all get started?
I retired early to take care of my parents. I was at one of the, I was at AT&T. Let's just put it out there.
Right.
And I retired early to help my parents. When they passed away, I decided to go back to work. And basically, corporate America was done with me. They looked at my resume and either figured I was so overqualified I'd asked for too much money, or I was just too old, which I probably think that was it. Ricky and I were watching evening news one night, and we heard a story about kids not having enough food on the weekends. And we kind of looked at each other. And after the story was over, it led to a great discussion. And by the next day, we were Googling, looking to find what nonprofits were feeding kids on the weekend. And it took a bit, but my daughter Jen found Blessings in a Backpack. I aligned with them because they allowed me to keep the money that I raised. Other nonprofits wanted 30%.
Right.
I figured that was 30% more kids I could be feeding.
Right.
So that's how we started, right out of my living room, feeding 30 kids that I kind of bum rushed my family to get the money and the funds to feed them for the next 6 months.
And I love it.
We got started there and we're now up to 360 kids.
Hey, Jeff, in a nutshell, how did Friends of Folsom get started?
It was incepted at a bar, but I think JD brought up such a strong point, something that I'm so very proud of and I hope that we can get across. The Friends of Folsom is run by 100% volunteers.
Right.
We have no administrative costs because even our administrative costs are absorbed by companies that volunteer their staff, including data-driven, my company. We utilize our staff to handle all the administrative of Friends of Folsom. So 100% of the dollars that come into Friends of Folsom go to 100% of the need. And I think you can look at charities across the country, and there's a bunch of charities doing a bunch of great things. But I think you'd have a hard time finding a charity that has raised over seven figures over the last decade that 100% of the dollars went to 100% of the need. And I think that's a very special thing. And JD mentions that she got involved because she didn't want to give 30% of what she was raising to something other than the children. I'm proud to tell you that the family, the Friends of Folsom family, believes in that same type of method, that if we're going to work and volunteer and try, that we want the dollars that we raise and the effort that we put in to go to the cause. It's a special, special group of people that are involved with both Blessings in a Backpack and Friends of Folsom, and I'm proud to be a part of it and part of that family.
Two amazing charities, and I'm so proud to work with both of you. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Janice Davis of Blessings in a Backpack, Jeff Garcia, Friends of Folsom. The 2022 Swing to End Hunger Charity Golf Tournament, Mather Golf Course, Friday, June 10th. Give yourself a three-day weekend. Get yourself signed up. Find out all about it. BibSac.org. That's BIBSAC.org. Thank you both for your time this morning.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Doug. We'll see you at the tournament.
And thank you, Odyssey Radio.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, email sacpsa@odyssey.com, sacpsa@audacy.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Enjoy your Sunday, and thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.